fifth parak of Brachas, Mishnah Hay. This is also Mishnah relating to the Shliach Tziva, the Chazan, Hamispal Batosim and Ravo. If a person himself davens and he makes a mistake in his davening, it's a bad sign for him. It's a sign that his Tziva is not being so accepted. In Shliach Tziva, Sim and Ravo Sholcho. If Tziva sends up a Chazan and that Chazan made a mistake in his Tzvila, at that time for the entire Tziva, like it says, Shluchu Shalom Kamot, if someone sends a messenger, it's as if he's doing it himself. It's interesting to note that this is the only place in Shas Mishnah that says the term Shluchu Shalom Kamot. Omru Allah Rav Chanina Ben Doisa. Now we're saying a story of Chanina Ben Doisa. Also this idea that depending on the way a person, if his tefillah goes, a certain sign about how Hashem is accepting the tefillah. So Rav Chanina ben Doisa is a big tzaddik, he was a god of Adon, a tzaddik. Hashem is Pala Lachoy, when people, sick people used to come to him, and he would say, Oimer Zechai Vezeneis. After he davened for them, he would say sometimes that this person will survive, and other times he would say this person will not survive. Om Allah, you mean nine after you're there? So they would ask him, how do you know that his tefillah was not accepted, or that the decision was that he will die? Om Allah, amazing thing, he said, that if I felt that the tefillah that I'm saying is coming straight out of my heart into my mouth, and I'm saying it in the proper fashion, then that's a sign that my tefillah is being accepted. There's nothing blocking my tefillah. And if I see that my tefillah is not just going, so I know that it is metoyev, which the Rav says either means that I know that the person that I'm doubting for will die, or I know that my tefillah is being kaviyachol ripped away from me, not being accepted.